This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good evening from London, Nick.
Hey, Johnny.
Plenty to talk about today. The latest US CPI numbers came out earlier, and inflation has ticked up for a second consecutive month, apparently mainly driven by food prices and some other sectors. But this number of 2.7%, that was what was expected by economists and by the market.
Yeah, it was. And there was an interesting reaction here to this, Johnny. I think when we talked last, the expectations for a Fed rate cut in December, the December 18th meeting, which is coming up soon, the expectations were somewhere around, at one point, I know we were talking, it was like 55 to 60% chance that they would cut. And then, you know, recently they jumped up to about 80%. Well, today they're at about 96% chance that they're going to cut. So they've pretty much locked in, barring some major event between now and then, that there is in fact going to be a rate cut. The reason I bring that up is because this was the last one, Johnny. This was the last thing, the last major piece of information that was likely going to disrupt that story.
Exactly. And if there'd been a big rise rather than a very slight uptick, as I said, then maybe it would have made a difference. But 96% is as good as done, isn't it, really? And have the currency markets adjusted to that?
Well, in reaction to this, the dollar index is higher today. It's not a major move. As I mentioned, a lot of the market's expectations for rate cuts prior to CPI had already sort of moved in the direction of a 25 basis point cut on the December 18th meeting. But the dollar index is up a little bit further today. We do see most currencies losing ground to the dollar. Euro's down 0.3. Pound is down 0.2. Kiwi dollar's down 0.2. So across the board, you're seeing a good bit of dollar dominance, which is just an ongoing theme in recent months, but picking up a little bit of steam here this week. Again, as you mentioned, so we had the CPI report. I want to come back to that for a second. The 2.7% number was in line with expectations. So we didn't get a big surprise here, which is why maybe the market's not moving more dramatically than it is today. We are seeing some modest gains for the dollar at the time of recording this. But I think it was because it was largely in line with expectations at 2.7%. That being said, 2.7 is higher than the previous number at 2.6. And it does just get people thinking, myself included, about this idea that throughout U.S. history, when we've battled with inflation, you very frequently see a big run-up in inflation, the initial problem, then you see this decline in inflation, which we've seen in the last year or two. And then oftentimes throughout U.S. history, most times, in fact, you do get a second round or a resurgence in inflation. And I've heard people talking about this because right now, Johnny, it seems like sunshines and rainbows everywhere when it comes to the markets, right? There's all this excitement, this enthusiasm, inflation's down, the economy looks good, Fed's going to cut rates. The tricky part here with the change in leadership next year, and I'm not necessarily saying that I think that it will be inflationary, but there certainly is inflationary risks to the main two components, right? The main two components being the tariff concerns, right? That could potentially be inflationary, but also the immigration concerns, right? So with the concept of potentially deporting people out of the U.S., that leaves a possible gap in the labor market, which we know from 2022 and periods of time where that has been the case, that too can be inflationary. So the reason I bring that up is because this concept of a second tricky battle with inflation possibility could be something to think about for next year. I think that a lot of people out there are thinking that there is certainly, or that there's just not a lot of risk out there in the markets, which at this time does feel to be the case. But it's worth, as a market analyst, as somebody keeping an eye on the charts, to look for what could change going forward, rather than just simply be kind of good with the standard what's going on now.
And it's interesting to see what's happened in Canada today. For the second time in a row, the Bank of Canada has cut its main interest rate by half a percentage point. And they've said that lower rates are needed to address weaker than expected growth and a softening labor market. You were just talking about the labor market potentially in the United States. So it's interesting how the BOC really taking quite swift action. When you think about it, that's 1 point they've cut it in, 2 months. So they are worried about growth. Surely this is an indicator that we'll see, again, more cuts in the United States next year after this nailed-on December cut in a week's time.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, with the Bank of Canada's decision, it's one of the few currencies actually gaining strength against the dollar today. The dollar CAD is down 0.3%, which of course means that the dollar is weakening relative to the strength of the CAD, which is interesting. But, you know, when it comes to the central banks that we've got on deck this week, we've got the Bank of Canada. We've also got the Swiss National Bank. And tomorrow we get the ECB as well. It'll be interesting to see just kind of how all this global data comes in. And one chart that I like to keep an eye on with all this stuff is gold, of course, because when you have lots of central banks making decisions about where their interest rates are going, where they are, where they want to be, it always has a big impact on the price of gold, simply because, again, gold is a bit of an aggregate. It's like almost like the index of currencies in a way, because when all the central banks are loosening their monetary policy, that means the value of currencies can drop in terms of their purchasing power. You know, we see gold trading up to 2713, and this is a fresh last couple week move back towards this level here that we've been stuck around, this 2715 area of resistance on the price of gold. But it's worth keeping an eye on, because if you get a big breakout, which is very possible if you see more central banks follow suit with the Bank of Canada's at least 50 basis point cut, and as you mentioned, that rapid cut in interest rates, if that picks up not just in the U.S. but abroad, it's possible that gold may see a bit of a breakout here. So really interesting week in terms of central bank reportings, and we'll have to keep a close eye, not just on Bank of Canada, not just RBA, not just Fed, but a little bit of everything this week.
And we will, of course, reflect on those numbers when we talk again on Friday. Nick, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast,